It's a wonderful day because the sun is shining above the clouds. We've got a lot of clouds here, but we know the sun is shining and we know God is on the throne and we're looking to Him. Jesus said we'd be blessed if we believe even though we cannot see. And we just thank You, Father, for this glorious day. We thank You that You brought Brother Freedom here safely. We thank You that You've kept us all. We thank You for how You're touching our listeners out there. Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. If they want to email us, we pray, Lord, that they will. We just give You praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is John, the 14th chapter, starting in verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on Me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto My Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in My name, I will do it. If ye love Me, keep My commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Then in verse 26 it says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then in chapter 15, verse 26 says, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of Me. Then over in the book of Acts, the first chapter, starting at verse 2, it says, Until the day in which He was taken up, after that He through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith He, ye have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, Lord, wilt Thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Then in the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting in verse 6, it says, For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Lord, thank You for this wonderful day and these wonderful promises about Your wonderful Holy Ghost. We need You, Holy Ghost, this day. We need Your mighty anointing on this service and on everything that's done here. We need Your anointing upon our hearts and upon our lips, Lord, and upon Brother Freedom. We pray that You would fill his mouth with words from heaven to minister to people across the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank You very much. Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You that what we sense is something we need to search and seek You about. Father, we just know that there's many people that's in great decisions at this time. They hear a lot of different things and they don't know which way to go. But Father, we know Your word is true and lives are very valuable in Your sight. Valuables, where are they going to spend eternity? We know that we're all at one time going to all be in eternity. And Father, we just say that you'd open our eyes that this life goes by so fast. We know also you're coming this very soon. There's going to be a lots of population upon this earth when you come back. And Father, we just pray and believe that we got a word that people need to hear. Move upon the hearts of your people in a very powerful and a very special way. And we know the enemy's out with seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, doing these things to bring us all in the failing to be a failure in life. And we need to be overcomers in this life, and help us to be that overcomer, not a failure. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your guidance, your direction. We thank you for your precious word. We pray that you anoint this day, or anoint my lips and my heart, moved on by your mighty power and your holiness in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I truly believe we're living in a time when there's a lot of things going on in the natural and also in the spiritual. The natural, we know that life's going on, it's got troubles, and as time go on, these troubles are going to get, as the Bible says, they're going to get more heavy and more, as they say, and they're going to be closer and closer to more and more and more, and all these things are going to take place. And the Bible says there's going to be a great falling away from the Word of God, and I truly believe that's here. I know what the Lord tells me, but I've also been trying to find out a little bit what the people hear and sense. A lot of preaching, it's more in vain than anything else. I hear testimonies of pastors from the audience that really don't care what happens as long as they're doing their work. And people have got this, as long as you're doing the work of God, it's all okay. He's going to make it all work out all right, but the Bible doesn't say that. It says that we're to have not just a form of godliness, but we're to walk by the will of God. I will say this. I think that God's very lenient. If we'll halfway try, comes lots of it to asking forgiveness. When Jesus came to this world, they weren't looking for him that time. They was looking for him, but not as how he came. The Jewish people was looking for him as a king coming back to the earth, and he was going to set up his kingdom right then. And Jesus didn't come that way. God had something else in mind. He sent his son to be a sacrifice for life and all people, not just the Jews, but for all of the world, that they could be saved and they could live forever and ever with him. What a special gift. In doing this, the Lord Jesus was part of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. But he humbled himself as man. And being man, he had to be just like we are. So this took place by the Holy Ghost guiding him and directing him. He had the same temptations we are, all the same exactly as we do. Yet he was without sin. But I believe a lot of it is because he lives his life through this power of the Spirit. We're going to have the same difficulties ourselves if we try to do it within ourselves. The Lord just yesterday said, if a man will be little, he will live forever. But if he's great, he's not going to live forever. See, God sees you as, when you're a little person, it means you need his help. When you're a big person, you don't need no help. And actually, our churches have got that way that they don't need the help of the Holy Spirit. Most of them brag about it. They say Satan trembles when they go there, come his way. Well, Satan's just letting them act like a fool. But that's what he does. He makes them act out. He just laughs at them. And we need to realize that when Jesus was here, he seen the problems of people. Everywhere they went, there was needs. People were hurting in their body, their whole lives. Some of them was mentally, some of them physically, some hunger, all these, he fed the multitudes, but he's seen the poverty in people. And we're seeing, man, there's poverty in people. So it comes in different ways. When the full gospel business meant, I was be called on to be a speaker of certain times, and I would go, and I remember I used to pray for people, and that was one of the big problems. There are a lot of different prayer requests, lots of needs in the hearts of people.
And that's the way life is. It's a lots of different needs, and God's the only, there's no other Buddha and all these things can answer prayer. But God literally answers prayer. I can take you even farther than that. If you go through the Spirit, He brings supernatural miracles also. He does answer prayer, and that's how the normal, that don't have his, that's God allows, He answers. That doesn't say that He's in agreement with all they're doing. But He is so loving, He's going to help them in any of their times. He can. God is so generous, so wonderful, how He wants mankind can say all these terrible things, and yet if they take His Son as their Savior, God will forgive them all their things. Whatever they do. But it all comes through Jesus coming to this world as man, stripped Himself of all powers. It said, He told them at the cross, He says, you cannot take my life, I give it freely. Jesus, He could have brought down 12 legions of angels and then whipped the whole earth right now. All things are powerful through God. When the Lord Jesus came, He picked the 12 disciples. And He, actually He taught them probably really well. And when they went through their life, they were seeing, they felt this love, that love that no other man in this world had what Jesus had. The love that mankind was going down to a place unbearable. But by Him, He made that special sacrifice. But He did it as man Himself. With this, at the end of His around 3.5 years ministry, over 3 years, He told His disciples, I want you to wait for the promise. They didn't even know what He was talking about. And actually, when Jesus came back and descended, He says, go and be endued and wait for the 120. But in doing that, Jesus says, don't go anywhere until you're endued with power. Well, this bears witness now with the hour. See, as close as those disciples were with Jesus, they were with Jesus Himself. Does not that seem more that people, even ministry, should be endued with power? They needed, Jesus seen that. They needed something special. And that special time came by when the Holy Ghost fell. And Peter says, it's not what we've seen. These men are not drunk, but they've been in baptized with the Holy Ghost. And they've been, a day has never been. The enduing, the saturation of God's Spirit upon His people become a power, a way to meet life. That you would have a supernatural encounter with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost will live within you. As time went by, this happened. And then we see that even Paul came into the picture. The Apostle Paul was full. He says, I have spoken the tongues more than you all. And Paul needed that special gift. And I'll tell you, it's something that all mankind needs. The power of the Holy Ghost. God's living in you in a way that can help you to be an overcomer. I also know that there's a lot, and which they're correct, that we need to include the cross, because it is not the wooden cross, but what Jesus did upon the cross, because it brought all this to existence. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed. The 53rd chapter of Isaiah, as we read it, He was bruised for our iniquities. His chastises of His peace was upon us. All we like sheep have gone away, every man to his own way. But God, through the supernatural power, has incorporated in His life that we might be above reproach. That the church would no longer be dead, but alive. The Bible says in there that we'd be alive in God. Dead in this world, but alive. But we find the church dead too. And if you try to live as an overcomer, I face it, there's a wrong spirit. They attack you. That's why I had to literally get out of the church. And they thought, well, you know, if you quit the church, because they like it. They like to put you down all the time. But it's the wrong spirit. There is no spirit like the Spirit of God. He is strength. He's God Himself. Come in our hearts. He comes live within us. He purifies. He justifies us. He makes us an overcomer through Him, through His grace, through His wonderful pardon, the surrender those that hurt him. He gives us desire to seek the Lord, to praise him, to do the will of God. There's something in you. It's an unction of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says we need not to pray for as we ought. For the Spirit itself makes an intercession with groaning, which cannot be uttered. He that searches the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit, and maketh an intercession according. Well, you know, I don't know. I'd be lost without that clause right there. I don't know how to pray at times. When I pray, it gets right on. It's the power of God. You don't see it, but it's here. And the people have fought against this power. This power is what bridges God's hand upon you. The anointing from God Himself comes upon us when we receive that engrafting power in our spirit. We take on the nature. We don't just stop there with the baptism, but we take on the nature of God. And Peter talks about the nature. We take on His nature. We take on His kindness, His strength, the loving kindness, the tender mercy, the forgiveness, all the contributes to our life that we might be perfectly furnished unto all good things. He will perfectly furnish us in all good things through Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to realize, that Jesus made all these things come to pass that we would be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. I don't see the church being a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, without the move of the Spirit. Because Jesus plain said, it's needful that I go away. For the same Spirit that lifted me up will lift you up. It's like my arm, if I get cut off, I can live without it, but yet I'm lame. And that's what we do when we lay off all the it's part of our body. I won't function as good if this arm gets, I won't do as good when this leg had a stroke. I won't do as good when we lose one member of our body, we're going to feel it. It's there for a reason. God put those fingers on there for a reason. He put us on all of the, God's God. He knows everything. And when we leave out part of this word, we're doing the same way. We're leaving out a function. I've operated machinery and worked on it. And if you leave a function out, the machine don't work hardly at all. You've got to have the functions there to be complete. And to be complete in God, He's coming for those that's complete, I believe. That's where it's at. You've got to be complete in Him. Being complete is, it's the glory. It's bigger than, we can't describe it. Incomplete is complete. It's beyond all this argument people do. It's bigger than that. Just relax and take God on day by day. It's a daily battle. Bible says, take up thy cross daily. Daily, if I wanted to, I believe I could backslide overnight, almost. Because the spirits, we don't see these. They're seducing spirits that come to grab a hold of you, seize you. Get away, you nasty thing. Doctrines of devils, they want to pull us down to the pit. But as we as God's people got to refuse it. No, 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 I've made my mind up. I'm going to serve my God. I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to praise Him. I will pray, bless the Lord all the time. His praise shall... I'm not going to praise you, Satan. See, if we quit, we lose that power that we can't get Him away from us. The only way that we keep Him off of our... is we got to stay connected with the Holy Ghost. There's no way in the natural you're going to have seducing spirits until the day that you go to heaven. They're there not to bring you totally down, but just get you away from center. See, if you get too far away, then you know you're off center. But God wants you to get finer tuned. If you get a few thousandths off, I'm off center. But then they got it where you can get inches off and it's still okay. But see, that's misleading you. That's bringing you away from the things of God. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ, the shedding of the blood, the cruel cross, is part of it. Yes, it's all part of it. We can't say that it's the problem because it's not all the problem. The Apostle Paul would not quote all these words Jesus too about other things. What I'm saying, it's a big picture. We need to work on it. We need to work on what we have. We need to work our lives to come into the place of total accepting God in their life. We're like a gas tank. It's been down. We need to keep it full. Not three quarters full, not a quarter full, but full. We try to run about on empty. We say, well, I'm not quite where I should be. Well, your tank's not full. We need an overflowing. My cup runs over. My cup, the old days, that's where the old Pentecostals had it. Their cups run over. Cup of sheet them up. Hip run over. The fullness is there. But when we let our tank get out, we're just getting about half empty. We're half full, they like to say, but it's half empty. We get down to quarter tank. We're getting down there in a place that you get on one of these airplanes, you get out here and the pilot says, well, I got about a quarter tank and we got to go to Australia. We're not going to make it. That's what we do. We got to have plenty of fuel. And that fuel is us. We have to maintain. That's one place, old Christian, you got to maintain the fuel tank. Now God said all the other that you got to maintain that fuel. That fuel is all the things that you need to sustain till the day that, but just you got to work on that all the time. Keep my fuel tank. Don't let nothing happen. God's so good. Yesterday I went to gas pump. Two pumps didn't want to work. Sometimes when you get filled up, it's not filling your need. And I'd say that 90% of the people are not getting their need fixed. The glory is in you. It will not function unless you have a personal relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You can't have this mixture no longer. Your engine will not survive on it. Your spirit is going to die. You're not going to feel any longer. You're going to get blinded. Satan comes to blind, to steal, to destroy. He wants to blind your feelings. He wants to blind your intellect toward God. He wants to say, oh, it's okay. No, it's not okay, sir. It's not okay out there, wherever you live. It's not okay. You get right with God today. Don't let one day pass it until you all get right with God. Make sure you're right with God this day. God says it's coming soon, and you need to prepare now. Don't let a day pass, because tomorrow you're going to be farther blinded than you are today. We have to keep this up to date. We got to fill our fuel tank every day, every day, every day, every day. Seek ye the Lord and his strength, seek his face forevermore. For his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward him. And what we're not doing that, so we're not complete. God has a supernatural coverness. When we kick the covers off, we're going to get cold. And if it's cold enough weather, we're going to get freeze. You know, in Alaska, they say there's not very many drunkards up there that go out at nighttime because they freeze to death. We'll freeze to death if we don't get... We need to on fire. Our bodies are made for nothing else but seeking God. I was born to serve the Lord. I don't know about you, but I was born to serve... I was born to go to the wrong place. I was born to seek my Jesus. I was born to accept everything he had. I was born to live for him. I was born to walk with him. I was born to go with him. I was born to preach for him. I was born to do seek his will. I was born to do the will of the Father. Oh, gosh. That's why it touches me. I like to pray. I like to see God move. And out there today, wherever you are, if you said it, you need to get right with God. You need to get right. Brother Freedom says, get right. Seek him. Get right with not me, but with your Father. Seek him. Seek ye the Lord out of strength. Seek his face forevermore. You know, I first started a little bit of Christian years ago. That scripture got a hold of me way back then. I could not wait for some church that would got dried up. I had to go seek God myself. So I sought God out of my truck about quite a few years. And I said, Lord, I can't find you only out here. She said, I'll be with you. I said, how quiet can they not in church? She said, because they're falling asleep. They got blinds on. The Lord started talking, speaking to my heart. I said, I see it. He said, nobody else does, though. Very few. But it's going to disturb them. It's also disturbing them. It's going to destroy what they have bought in me. See, they bought in to be saved, but they're losing it. God says, it grieves my heart. And I said, that's mine, too. He said, that's going to be your mission. So I'm here today, get saved, get right. Get involved with the Lord. Nothing else will work. Yes, you need the cross, you need all everything else, but you need a simple encounter with Him every day of your life. Because your life, if you'll see Him every day, you're going to find your gas tank's full. And there's some things that you cannot do unless your gas tank's full. Half full, can't do it. Can't pray for nobody. You can't hear from the Lord very well. But you get full, you have my cup of glory, glory, glory to God. I got the glory. Without the glory, we become unprofitable servant. Not profitable, but unprofitable. Hope you can understand what I'm saying. Unprofitable. We need to be a profitable Christian, alive to God, the ways of this world. Says, what agreement had the temple of God? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be. Therefore, come out for a moment. Be ye severed, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. God's received us, and we have to continue to keep this over. After we make that dedication, we got to follow it to the day that behooves us. Days are going to get harder and harder and harder. We got to have more within us to be able to resist. We as God's people got to resist whatever comes our way. If that resistance is up there, you're going to get burnt. Like getting around 220, you got proper gear for 220, but you hit 600, you're going to get burnt. The enemy, he don't quit. He's probably going to hit me good too, but God bless, the Lord's bigger than what He is. My leg gets worse, it's okay. God's still greater. It's a tough call for me. I'm going to go on for God. Don't make any difference where you are. I'm tired of sissy Christians. Bunch of little sissies. Want your own way. Little babies. We need to wake up that God's the answer. He is the way, the truth, and life. Maybe I'll be turned off this day. Nobody wanted me to come back. But I'm saying for me and myself, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve Him with all that I can. Glory is wonderful. He's paid in full a debt that I could not pay. I've been a stinker at times, but He has been gracious. You might say you failed God for that. God's in the business of saving you. He's in the business of forgiving you. He'll put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. I thought, how do you do that? It's history. He don't open up the history books either. Don't let nobody come and say, well, when you're forgiven, just put it in the sea of forgetfulness. We do ourselves damage when we go back in that old thing. And Satan gets a field day of us. Oh, look, what'd you do out here 20 years ago? That's what sin to us. We've been forgiven. Get a bug off. Get away. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we as God's people need to use that name all the time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In that name, there is no other authority. In the name of Jesus, God's faithful. He will keep you in the hour of temptation. He'll keep you in the time of distress. He will keep you in the times of sorrow, of all the problems we face in life. He will keep us. God's here to lift you, to encourage you. Oh, God says, be not ashamed, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. If you sow in the Spirit, you're going to live an overcoming life. If you sow in the flesh, you're going to have troubles. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When there's troubles, get problems. And we as God's people need to wake up to be willing to seek God, to serve Him this day. All every place that I've heard this be this day, I want you to see you in heaven. I want you to prepare. I want you to be ready. Because the Bible says, having done all, to stand. It talks about having these things come to pass. We're to seek our Lord in a very special way in this last hour. I pray that God will bless you. And may His face shine upon you, touch you in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I had tears in my eyes. That message touched my heart. God bless you and thanks for joining us. And we'll look forward to having you with us again. You can click on another message and bring us right back. Amen.